Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Kindly open our Bible and read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 1 to 20. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 1 to 20. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and a faith unfeigned, from which some having soared have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for warmongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ of Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith in a good conscience, which some having put away, concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Amen. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your tender loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for countless blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We will honor you and praise you and obey you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins. As you said in your word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us our stubbornness, unforgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt. Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit ourselves not to do it again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. Hear our prayer and listen to our cry, Lord. We believe in your promises that whatever we ask, according to your will, you will answer us, Lord. We pray you make a way and help us and meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of the devil. Help them to continue to do your will in their lives. We pray for the husband, anoint them with the Holy Ghost to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, good health, and strength to lead their families in the way of righteousness. We pray to every wife to bless them, give them strength, and help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite in training their children in a holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be like Christ's image to their children. We pray to for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray for our parents to grant them good health and strength as they do their responsibilities and be a good blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, lead them in the right way of life. We pray for all the single parents that you strengthen them and provide for them to raise their children in the godly way, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we pray to bless our jobs and the places that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master, to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give us new clients, new investors, customers, and income, so we'll receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offerings, and first fruit. Help us, Lord, to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. Lord, bring your salvation to the people that we are working with in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren. Bless them, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them into the path you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressure of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them, heal them, Lord, and solve their problems. Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting the streets in our accommodations and in our working places to be safe. Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us in preaching of your word to them. We pray to do miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls. Lord, we pray, put in our mouth the best way how to evangelize, to teach them. We pray, open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAN extension of the church in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the places that you allow your church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help my brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those countries. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the sight of those who are in the government and provide for all the logistics and documentation needed. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and regulations and laws in those countries and to be a good citizen. Lord, protect all those places so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregation to other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them, Lord, through visions and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, the church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication, and the website. Lord, we pray to go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use the social media to preach your word and to share to them how to live a holy life. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us spiritual gifts that we need for your church to be built. Help us, Lord, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests on us, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us with the Holy Spirit in order to honor you in our lives as a living sacrifice into your presence. Humble us, Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs, our giving, and the message today. Let your message transform us and change us to be like you. Lord, that you may bring glory and adoration in your precious holy name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Hallelujah. Your presence, oh God, worshiping you, honoring you, and
yes,
giving you thanks. For to the Lord God, you are the God who works wonders and miracles in our lives. We ask you, Lord God, that once more you will touch us, oh Lord God. Open our eyes, our spiritual ears, and our spiritual eyes, that we will see your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are always the way. You are always the truth. Your words are always the truth. and you always give us life. Hallelujah. Jesus, O Lord, continue to teach us your ways, O Lord, we pray. Continue to teach us, O Lord God, and lead us the way. Hallelujah. Be still, my soul, and know that God is there.
In your mighty
Tremendo y potente God. Yes, Lord. All pastors be in your presence, Lord. This day I know that you are my God. Oh Lord, quiet our spirit, Lord. Take our spirit quiet in your presence so that we can hear you and we will see your meaning. Direct us and teach us your ways. In Jesus' name I pray.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God. In Book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 9 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us by providing and sustaining our needs. And as we give our tithes, offering, and first fruits unto you, bless us the work of our hands and fill us with the Holy Spirit to have wisdom how to be a good steward for to all the resources that you entrusted to us, knowing you are God who know what is best and and good for us. Lord, bless this money and be a source of a blessing to help and meet the needs of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis. And we will continue today to speak about the future of our children is in our hands, and we'll continue and go back to Jacob and speak about his suffering in Haran and the consequences of his sins, of his wrong choices, of his mistakes, and the multiple marriages that he entangled himself with. We spoke previously about the wrong decision of being sent to Haran, and especially he was alone in a place under Laban. And we spoke about the suffering of hard work and bad circumstances. We spoke about polygamy and wrong choices in marriage and sexual immoralities. And we spoke about also idolatry. And today, number four, we speak about children without parents. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis 35. Genesis 35, verse 16 to verse 20. Genesis 35, verse 16 to 20. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her. Jacob set a pillar upon her grave. That is the pillar of Rachel's grave until this day. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you, magnify you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. You know, this time for your word, speak to each and every one of us, direct us with your word, with the Holy Spirit. Oh God, the way we need to conduct our life, the way we need to take our decision, the way we need to discipline ourselves, the way we need to follow you and walk in your ways. I pray for the fear of God upon the whole church, not only this congregation, and the rest of the congregations of your church and the whole church of God, that everyone be fearing you, O God, and walk and trembling in your presence, O God. And wet my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it, O God. And the purpose of sending your word shall be prevailed. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Rachel, after she gave birth to Benjamin, she was dead. Jacob buried her, and the problem is, now Benjamin is a problem for Jacob. No mother will give him milk, and how the child will grow, and whom he will call mommy. These all had happened as a consequence of sin. What was the sin that led Rachel to die? First, she stole the idol of her father. You know, these all painful scenarios that God allow in order to deal with sins. In Book of Genesis 31, verse 32, this was the curse that fell on Rachel because she stole the gods of her father, as Jacob announced it, Genesis 31, verse 32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren descend thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stole them. So when she stole these gods, the curse of God come on her. And the second reason for contribute to her death is her sin, being the second wife to Jacob. And God allow her to die so that he will cleanse and he will purge Jacob from his polygamy. And God had accomplished that. That's also a painful event. But I want here to emphasize about something else. You know, after Benjamin was born, he was born motherless, no mother to care for him. Within a few months, and less than 1 year, Jacob had moved to reach the place of his father. And Isaac, at that time, when Jacob arrived to him, he was 167 years old. Now, you know, I want to tell you, and I will want to take your attention about this. You know, Isaac, when Jacob reached him, what he found with Jacob? He found Benjamin, his grandson, without a mother. Now, if you are a grandfather or you are a grandmother, how you will feel when you have your granddaughter or grandson is without father or without mother? What God was saying to Isaac at that time, it is very clear that if Isaac did not send Jacob to Haran, and if he had arranged for him the marriage as Abraham arranged the marriage for him, when he sent his servant and brought Rebekah, if Isaac did the same, then they will bring to him Leah, and all these painful scenarios would not take place. And he will, if Isaac did that, then Jacob will be spared 30 years of troubles. He will not be in that trouble, even the rest of his life, the trouble that Jacob was passed through because of what journey that he undertaken to Haran. You know, you see here, the wrong decision that you will take in leading your children will come back on you and will hurt you. Not only your children, but even your grandchildren will be affected and got hurt. Imagine you are a grandmother or grandfather, and you see your grandchildren without father or without mother. Now many children are suffering from such having no father or no mother. The next suffering, number five. And they and jealous inside the family of Jacob because of his favoritism between his children who came from different wives due to multiple marriages. Since Jacob favored Joseph over the rest of his children because he is the son of his old age that was born to him from Rachel, whom he favored over Leah, the rest of the children were jealous of him. And we can read what was the effect of that in Book of Genesis 37. Book of Genesis 37, verse 1 to 4. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. And we know that finally they attacked him and wanted to kill him, but then decided to sell him to the Ishmaelites and also the Midianites. And we read that in verse 27, Genesis 37, verse 27-28. Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. So they took him down and sold him in Egypt, and that caused a great mourning in the life of Jacob, because he thought, it came to him the news that his son was dead. In verse 34, from the same chapter, we can read, and Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, for I will go down into the grave and to my son mourning. Thus his father wait for him. Children from different partners cause jealousies, strife, and fights between them. Now I want to ask you one question. What do you think? When Joseph was lost, Isaac was alive or Isaac was dead? How many of you tell he was alive, and how many of you tell he was dead? Let me answer this. Book of Genesis 37, in sequence, In the Bible, it is after the death of Isaac. The death of Isaac, we read it in Genesis 35. Genesis, book of Genesis 35, verse 29. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. So in the Bible, the death of Isaac first, Genesis 35, and then Genesis 37 speak about the loss of Joseph. But in reality, the event in Genesis 37 happened before the death of Isaac. But I want to tell here that when Joseph was lost, and the news that came that he is dead had happened and came, Isaac was alive. And that is another tragedy had come not only in the life of Jacob, but had come also in the life of Isaac, who hear that his grandson is dead. Listen here. This is like a movie from the scripture. Isaac, when Joseph was lost, he was 168 years old. And he lived 12 years. And his grandson is lost. So what we have here? So God wanted to make it clear to Isaac what we have here. When Jacob came, Benjamin was without mother, Rachel dead. After within 1 year, Jacob was lost. So this is very clear, the message to Isaac. If you had sent somebody to arrange a marriage for your son Jacob, they will bring the eldest daughter of Laban, Leah, and all these scenarios will be unnecessarily to take place. Now I want to call your attention about something else. How the suffering of Isaac. I spoke before about Rebecca, and possibly she was dead because the curse fell on her. But the suffering of Isaac is more for his mistakes that he did. Listen here, it's not only he saw Benjamin without mother. He not only hear that Joseph is lost, but there's one more thing that attributed to the suffering of Isaac. Is when he sees his own son. His own son, as we have read in verse 35, when Jacob he say, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." So here Isaac, not only he saw the suffering of his grandchildren, but even his own son, he was willing, he was saying that I will die because of what happened to my son. Now, you have to be very clear now about the importance of standing in faith and learn to say no to things that contradict the word of God. Isaac not only suffered the loss of Joseph, but as well as the pain for his own son Jacob, who refused to be comforted and wanted to go down into the grave and to his son mourning. What a terrible time would we pass if we don't know how to behave. God will arrange events to show you the outcome of your mistakes and wrong decisions in order for you to repent and teach others not to do the same. I believe God make it clear to Isaac, if he had arranged the marriage of Jacob, then Leah would be the wife and no other scenarios that Jacob would be troubled with. God is so keen to show you the outcome and the consequence of your sins and your wrong decisions. The question here, why Jacob was so hurt by the loss of Joseph? We know that Joseph, that boy, was of many great talents. Not only he can see and explain dreams, and he can do good works in various places, and he was handsome, as well as he was a dependable person that you can depend and trust that he will complete the task. Let us read book of Genesis chapter 37, verse 13 to verse 17, so that we'll be aware what Joseph was having from talents and skills. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem, and a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I hear them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Now I will speak. The distance between Shechem and between Hebron to Shechem is 95 kilometers. And the distance between Shechem to Dothan, it is 19 kilometers. And Joseph traveled this distance equal to 114 kilometers. He has no ass, he has no horse to ride on, but he went there walking. Such Joseph was a man. That way, when he was lost, it was a big blow to his father to receive a loss of such a person. What are the consequences of Jacob being sent to Haran? Number six, poverty. Listen to this, poverty. During times of famine, and this followed by slavery. How this poverty came on Jacob, and how they became slave, that happened during the time of famine. Jacob was easily affected in Canaan. Why he was affected during the time of famine? Because he has big family, he has large number of children. If he had married only Leah, he would have only five mouths to feed. But married four wives, he had 17 mouths to feed. Leah and Rachel were in competition. No family planning, no birth control. They were competing between one another who can get more children to draw Jacob and to them. But they were not aware. Every child they give to Jacob, that child is another mouth for Jacob that needed to be fed. you know, and when the famine came, that Jacob and his children, his family, were threatened by death. That's why the future of our children is in our hand. You know, if we will read Book of Genesis 42, verse 1 and 2, we can see how Jacob confessed from his mouth that they are facing death. You know, we know that Isaac was a very rich man, but now his son and his grandchildren were facing death because of famine, because they are large number. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do we look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have here there is a corn in Egypt. Get ye down thither and buy for us from this, that we may live and not die. God directed him to go and buy food from Egypt because they were threatened of death. And I'm going to speak now about how poverty will come on people because of sin. And that is an interesting topic that we need to understand from the scripture. And that is why ultimately God directed Jacob to go and enter into Egypt because he cannot manage the famine while he was in Canaan, because he has 13 children, and everyone has his own also family. Genesis 46 and verse 1 to 6, and Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and say, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons of which Pharaoh has sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, because they were not able to be sustained during the time of famine. But while his father Isaac was able to be sustained during the time of famine, because when the famine happened at the time of Isaac, Isaac had only 2 children, and God provided for him and did not send him to Egypt, but asked him to stay in the land of Canaan. Genesis 26, verse 1 to 4, God told Isaac to stay in Canaan, don't go to Egypt. But God said to Jacob, go to Egypt, because he cannot be sustained in Canaan because of his large population. And there was a famine in the land, beside the famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and to Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. You may tell that God has said to Abraham that his seed will be strangers in a foreign land, and shall serve that nation, as such had happened to Jacob, to fulfill what God has said. You may say that, and that's correct. And I will answer you also. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 14. Genesis 15, verse 13 and 14. Why God say like that? And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with a great substance. God said that because he knew what Jacob will do with his four marriages and many children, and so deserve to go into such a situation and will be in need, and his descendants will become slave under the Egyptians, and finally when they will cry to God, then he will deliver them. Listen to it. Jacob worked hard in Laban 20 years in Haran. He worked there, and he received a blessing from Isaac. When Isaac died, he received also inheritance from him. But it was not enough. He was not able to stand the time of famine that came on him. Why? Why he could not stand? Let us explain and let us answer. What is easier for a man, to sustain one family or four families? Of course, one family is easier. What is easier for a man, to sustain one wife or four wives? One wife is easier to sustain. And you know, if only Jacob had married Leah, I believe there will be no competition. You know, there were Leah and Rachel, they were competing between them who will get children more. There's no family planning. There's no birth control. And you know, that is what is going on. They brought, you know, children. If Leah was alone, it will be 8 only. But with the four wives together, there will be 17 total. Not only that, the wife, they were not, they were competing with another. They were not having family plan, and they were not having also birth, and not having birth control. That's why when the famine came with such a number, plus these children, they have their own families. So it's a large number of population with the same resource, and that's what is going on. Finally, Jacob was brought to poverty and was forced to go with them down to Egypt, and there he became a slave to the Egyptians, who fed them in the time of their poverty and hunger, and later on were replaced under bondage. This is how poverty will come on the people. Isaac was very rich and very great, and he had a great store of servants, but his grandchildren were poor, and ultimately their children and descendants became servants and slaves in Egypt. I believe if such had not happened in Isaac's family, and Jacob was not sent to Haran, and if Jacob had married in accordance to God's will, then he would be spared in such famine as Abraham and Isaac spared in the times of famine. If we go to the design of God in the book of Genesis, we can read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to verse 28. Genesis 21, this is a very important topic about how poverty Take a place. It says, O God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Although God told them to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish, to replenish the earth, but God made one wife to Adam. Why he make one wife? To keep control over the speed of increase that God had ordained on the earth. You know, there's a rate of increase. God wants to keep that speed. When there's multiple marriages, when there are more partners, will give birth for more children. While the resources of the earth are fixed, what will happen with polygamy, divorce, and remarriage? Single parents marry not the parent of their children. All that will lead to increase in the population over a short period of time. You know, two children with this partner, two children with another partner, one child here, the three children are there, and the population will be double. So the famine will come, then poverty will come also, and people start to be in need. Next step, after that, envy and jealousy. Coveting, stealing, fights and wars, and the rate of death increased to decrease the population. And that's what's going on in the world now. This is also to teach us to implement the birth control and family planning in order to control that, so poverty will not reach our children and our descendants. Now let's go back to Rebecca. Do you think if Rebecca thought deeply about all such, will be pushing Jacob to cheat his father? No, she will not. Her thought that once he will get the blessing from his father, then all things will go well with the boy. But that was very wrong. The truth is that God shall not bless sin. When there is sin, there is no blessing. This is here the same of the domino effects. You know, when there are large number of tiles of dominoes, they will arrange it in a way that when they will let one of them fall, it will bring continuous falling of the rest of the domino pieces, producing bigger and faster response. Let me read to you what had happened in the life of Isaac family. Rebecca pushed Jacob to cheat his father. Troubles started in the family. Jacob was threatened to be murdered. Isaac, confused or pressurized by the wife, did wrong and sent Jacob to Haran and sent him alone. There he suffered much, sinned against God, committing polygamy. Harshly was punished by God for such sin. His daughter was raped, and his own son defied his third wife. Rachel, his second wife, died. Benjamin born motherless. Jacob family infected with idols. Jealousies and strifes among his children. Joseph lost. Famine came. Jacob could not stand the need because of the big size of his family. They were forced to go to Egypt. They become poor people. The Egyptians gave them food and met their needs, but later on enslaved them, became servants, and put them under severe bondage. This is how poverty cycle happens in the world and due to the effect of sin. You fool, this is the same pitfall that you have, and thinking when you do wrong, things will not have effects and will go well with yourself and your children. That is not correct, and you need to repent of such. Renew your mind from such and let it be clear to you. If you want your children to be blessed, then behave. Stop doing wrong and stop pushing them to do wrong. Do what is right and push your children to do right so things will go well with you and them. Let's stand. Oh God, thank you for your word. Teach us your ways. And help us help everyone to understand your will and your plan in our lives. Guide us, strengthen us, lead us in the way that you want us. Repent of your sin, sending your children to far places, putting them with the wrong people, doing your own, sinning against God, not aware of the consequence of your sin. Repent and come back to God. This was your ways, O God. Your church, your people, from immoralities, doing their own will, oh God, worldliness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take your message and spread it, oh Lord. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, oh God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
wonder.